And now McDonald dropping back towards his own left-hand corner, being chased by Phillips, who's got the same haircut. And McDonald's foul has gone loose in the penalty area, and it's tapped in for Leeds for the opening goal by Charlie Taylor. And that really was an accident as far as Wolves are concerned, but a bad trip up. McDonald trying to clear it, having gone back a little casually towards his own line, and the ball deflected into the penalty area and straight to Taylor, who tapped it past the keeper. 11 minutes, Wolves 0, Leeds United 1. Here's Afobe arriving on the right, low ball into the area, it's run loose, Dicko puts it in, 1-1! Nua Dicko from a very, very tight angle indeed, levels the scores in 19 minutes. Afobe made the run in the first place on the right-hand side, his low shot seemed to nonplus the goalkeeper, who went in to push it away, might not have made much contact, but Dicko, through the eye of a needle from near the byline, put the ball back in behind the keeper, and it's 1-1. Dicko's onside, he's going to the right of the area, shoots, it's there! Dicko scores! Wow, what a great finish! Dicko hit it low and hard from the edge of the box, from quite a wide angle, but he beats Silvestri to find the corner, and Wolves leading any time at the end of the first half. Two goals for Nua Dicko, and they've come from behind to lead Leeds United 2-1. Price standing up near the far post, Afobe wants a bicycle kick, there's a defender in the way, but it's come out to Sacco, and Bart shoots and hits his own man, Afobe follows up, and it's in, and the goal is going to stand. Leeds are appealing to the linesman, but in vain, and Afobe has put Wolves 3-1 in front, just 3 minutes into the second half. Leeds couldn't clear from Henry's free kick, Bart put it back into the mixer, and Afobe bundled the ball over the line. Yet another goal for Benik Afobe, and Wolves have clear water between themselves and Leeds United early in the second half at 3-1. The big man Bamba starting a move here for Leeds. Oh, it's an own goal by Bart! And it's 3-2. Well, this is it. They've got to be careful, Wolves. Ball chipped into the penalty area. It was Aikimi's all the way, and Bart felt the need to dart in front of him and knocked it past his keeper. And with 25 minutes to go, Bart's own goal makes it 3-2.
Well, again, confusion.
Error by Stearman, and Mowat's coming through to the edge of the area, and he's equalised for Leeds United. It's 3-3, and Alex Mowat with a very fine finish. Again, Wolves contributed to the Leeds goal by giving the ball away, but there was still a great deal of work for Mowat to do, and he curved it high beyond Aikimi from 20 yards to level the scores with 17 minutes to go in this switchback contest at Molineux. It's Wolves 3, Leeds United 3. Van La Parra, is he going to settle for a throw? No, he keeps it alive. Near the left-hand corner flag. Might try again. Sets it back to McDonald. Still three weight in the middle. McDonald's cross. Edwards has scored for Wolves with 2 minutes left. Dave Edwards makes it 4-3. What a surge of noise around Molineux as Wolves restore their lead. The lead given away through the second half, but Edwards has got it. The cross from McDonald, and Edwards flick header into the corner in front of the jubilant South Bank after 88 minutes makes it Wolves 4, Leeds 3.
Kenny Jacket for the Football League Show. Kenny, that must have got the old ticker going a bit.
Yeah, I felt we played very well. It was a good performance, gives some poor goals away, uncharacteristic of us, of our season, but it happened. And then after that, we found a way to win, which is tremendous credit to the players. You know, great last goal there, which, you know, just gave us the 3 points.
Play with a sense of adventure, don't you? We know the pressure's on, it's getting towards the key end of the season, but you're out there hunting for goals.
We think we've got some good players, we've got some good young players, and we have a good spirit amongst us. We have to just keep that, not lose that edge, learn from the things that we perhaps did poorly this afternoon, and then really focus on these next five games, because it's a big chance for us. You know, we've worked hard this season, we've worked hard to stay in and around the big clubs and the successful clubs, and we're right in there now, and we have to take that chance.
Tell me how you were feeling at 3-3, though.
Well, I didn't think it was over. I think they've got some good young players. Leeds, Moet's an excellent player. Taylor has you know, scored a good goal. And you know, from my point of view, if you're looking at the form of the two clubs since probably the turn of the year, it's been pretty similar. So it just shows you what Neil Redfern's done there, and that they have some good players. So, you know, I was never necessarily comfortable. And you know, different things can happen in games. But in the end, we've got the result. It's just, it's a tough one always to win games of football, at whatever level you're at, and in the position we're in today. It was a good performance and a great result. And all we have to do now, tomorrow morning, is really concentrate on Saturday and you know, to some degree, enjoy and thrive on the opportunity that we have.
And you're in possession now in the top six. Does that change how things feel a bit?
Well, the points total has always been close, and you know, we're pleased to say we've kept pace with, you know, a very good top of the championship and some excellent sides. You know, we think that we're improving, and all we have to do now is really concentrate on Saturday, not look at the table too much, be encouraged by what we've done, be encouraged by our performance level and the fact that we do feel we have goals in the side.